This reading is from my book, Buck and Tangi, Things That Happened. You can find it on Amazon just by typing in my name, and it's available both in paper and for Kindle. It's also available through BN.com for Nook. Now, the book has three main sections, but each section has a fair number of smaller stories inside. They're little asides or little descriptions, little nooks and crannies within the main story, and this is one of them. The main character, Buck, has just met his friend at the beer bar. The beer bar used to be the Trophy Tavern, but then they lost their liquor license after that problem with the topless dancer and her ferret, and now all they can do is serve beer and wine. You don't have to be male to go in, but you pretty much got to be a guy to stand it for very long. It's dark, and there's lots of smoke, and stale beer stink. And don't wear anything better than jeans, because the old plastic-covered bar stools are cracking and curling, and they'll snag you good if you wear anything fancy, like, oh, polyester, for instance. Once Emmett Brimley brought his wife down to the beer bar for their wedding anniversary. She must have thought they were going someplace else, because she had on this short little black dress, nylons, spiky heels, and a real mad look on her face. They sat through Emmett drinking three beers. The only entertainment that night was watching the Plastic Miller High Life girl twirl on the Plastic Miller High Life sign. Well, some nights there's a hard-boiled egg-eating contest, and once in a while a mouse race. There's also a TV, but since nobody could agree on a station, Lucky set it on CNN Headline News and melted the channel changer button with his Bic. He also inadvertently melted the volume button to real, real quiet. If everybody stops talking at the same time and the beer cooler motor shuts off, you can almost hear it real plain. All through Emmett's three beers, his wife, whose name no one can remember, was talking at him. It was that kind of angry wife in a public place talk, all hard-eyed looks and little coded comments that only a husband would understand. Emmett just watched the Plastic Miller High Life girl spin and blink. Then he burped, real loud. His wife swung her head toward him so fast the black and red sequin comb flew out of her hair and landed in the popcorn. She screeched one long screech of cusses at Emmett and lurched off the bar stool, but not too far. The red plastic upholstery snagged into her nylons, and a splinter from the underside of the bar grabbed her dress. She was also caught on one of her spiky heels on the bar stool rung. She went down, her dress went up, and the back of her nylon stretched out about 3 feet before snapping back and starting to unravel. She wasn't hurt, but it was so quiet you could almost hear Wolf Blitzer on the TV. We never saw her again. Neither did Emmett. I wish I could remember her name. So Leonard and I walked into the bar and stood there waiting to get our bearings. Going into a place like that on a bright afternoon is a lot like when you tour Mammoth Cave and they walk you around and show you all the stalactites hanging down and the frozen waterfalls and the white crickets, and then they stand you in the middle of this huge cave and turn out the lights, and it's so dark you don't even know if you got your eyes shut or not. After a few minutes we could make out the Coors sign behind the bar and headed that way. Lucky got us a couple of beers and a coffee filter full of popcorn, and we took a booth. And the story goes on from there. As I said, the little asides like this happen throughout the book. Just little illustrations of the life he lives. It's Buck and Tangi, Things That Happened.